Welcome to Baby in Berlin, the podcast for international families in Germany, where we share information and resources about pregnancy, birth, and the early family years. My name is Elodie. I'm a mother of two and a maternity concierge and postpartum doula living in Berlin. My role is to accompany parents on the adventure of having a baby in Germany. I mostly do this through my online course available on babyinberlin.com. I was born in France and I got pregnant shortly after moving to Germany. I came to experience firsthand what it's like to give birth in a foreign country, not knowing what to do and when, and not even speaking the language. I've created this podcast to share my knowledge of the pregnancy and birth system in Germany. I hope you'll enjoy it. Welcome. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a new episode of the Baby in Berlin's podcast. Today, I'm receiving Joanna from Afloat. So Joanna is a social worker. She's originally from Vermont in the US, and she now lives in Heidelberg. She has co-founded and is now leading the nonprofit organization called Afloat, which provides resources around mental health for international mothers in Germany. So welcome, a very warm welcome to you, Joanna.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be with you.
Good. Thanks for your time. And so we jump right into the subject of what Afloat is. I have to say, I discovered Afloat after being a mother for some years. And it's a resource I would have loved to have. I mean, it didn't exist when I had my kids, but I did suffer from very poor mental health, like very fragile mental health in the postpartum, especially for my first child. And then I had a bout of pretty bad mental health in 2019, and my kids were already, you know, like big toddlers, already kids. But I know firsthand what it's like to try and find mental health support in Germany, that you're kind of lost, that you're kind of, you feel stigmatized, you don't want to talk about it. I mean, I remember the kick for me was to hear someone say, well, if you had a broken shoulder, you'd go and see a doctor and get it fixed. And that there is, you know, there was no shame to have. And it was nothing that, I should be ashamed of. And, but it was, even though I kind of went past it, it was still a struggle to try and find like professional help, getting it paid. I mean, I was in a very, very privileged position to be able to pay for a private psychologist, which I know a lot of international mothers are not. And I was in an emergency situation, you know. I kind of was like make or break, so I kind of paid for it. But if I hadn't been in that privileged situation, I'm really, really glad that organizations like Afloat exist. I know there is, we can talk about it a little bit more, but there is a blog post, and I invite anyone who needs it to go on your website and to read that blog post about how to get mental health care in Germany. So moving on from my experience, maybe you can tell us what Afloat is. What was the vision and the mission behind creating Afloat and what it is today?
Yeah, and actually, I think, you know, you having shared your personal experience, that not only is that powerful because that vulnerability is something we all really learn from, but also because it is absolutely telling about why Afloat it came to be, you know, how it came to be and why we feel that it's important. So Afloat was conceived of because the founder had experienced something similar to what you experienced, which is a mental health issue or crisis is a time in which there's a lot of support needed, but it can be that much harder to get that support when it is needed. And the additional barriers that international, moms and families experience just pile on top of each other. So we know that, not insignificant number of parents experience a mental health issue in the perinatal period. So from pregnancy through the postpartum years, we consider the years well into parenting as part of what we encompass. But we know that it's a common occurrence to need some mental health support in that time. But many people have a hard time getting support. There is a lot of stigma. You mentioned the word stigma. There is a lot of stigma around mental health issues. And there are some additional barriers that international families face. May not know how to navigate the mental health system, may not have the social supports. The lack of social support in and of itself may be an additional risk factor that someone experiences. So we felt that it was important to have an organization like Afloat that is there for international families and can help them navigate the mental health system should they need it, but also that we can do some things up front to reduce the isolation, the lack of social support, and provide people a safe space to talk about their experiences with pregnancy, birth, postpartum, parenting as an international person in Germany. Because we know that having that safe space to talk openly is not only beneficial to those who are having or struggling with their mental health, but it's beneficial for all of us. And for some people, it can be even preventative. So it can be exactly what they need to feel support that allows them to then thrive or to avoid potentially some mental health challenges. So Afloat came to be over the course of the corona pandemic. And we've been growing for the past couple of years. We became a gemeinnütziger Verein. So we're an official nonprofit organization or association here in Germany. And we see ourselves as a place where international mothers and families can come, connect with one another within our groups, and or get support and help through our warm line, similar to a hotline, and as well as the resources that are on our website. So we seek to kind of be a place people can access information and connection to others.
Okay, so there are three pillars of types of support. There is the website with links to resources, blog. Then there is the warm line where mothers can speak to someone. So maybe not immediately, but there are really some people behind it, and it's like a one-to-one connection. Are those people doing the warm line, receiving the calls? Are they specially trained? Are they psychologists, or are they actually sort of volunteers for the organization?
Yeah, so that's a good distinction. They are volunteers for the organization. We, as an organization, have a quite close relationship with Postpartum Support International, which is a very large international organization, kind of the forerunner regarding maternal mental health. And they do a lot of work to develop capacity around the world and locally. So we are a partner organization with Postpartum Support International and have received, pretty significant amounts of training from them. Mm-hmm. So all volunteers through our float have a background in maternal mental health, but are not mental health providers, so not psychologists, not clinicians in any capacity. Should someone need support with their mental health, the warm line is a good place to reach out, because one of the main things that we do is connect folks with local mental health providers to the best of our ability. But it's, for example, not a crisis line. If someone was in crisis, we would refer them to either their local emergency department or give them information about other crisis lines which are out there.
Yeah. Can your volunteers explain in detail the procedure to get paid, like insurance paid mental health?
Yeah. I only laugh because I laugh because that's absolutely something that we do time and time again. It's a complicated process, and it's complicated because there's sort of a map, and we can absolutely explain what the process sequence of events could look like for someone who is looking to get, for example, to get connected to a psychiatrist or a psychologist. Within that, there are some barriers that oftentimes do crop up, and there's a lot that depends on an individual person's. For example, where they live in within Germany, what type of insurance they have, what options are available to them. So there's a general, I'd say there's like a general map that we can help lay out and talk through. And then when people reach out to us individually through the warm line, we also do our best to try to help them navigate whatever barriers they may be experiencing. But unfortunately, I couldn't probably just say, you need some help, and here are the three things that you need to do, and bam, at the end of it, within a couple of days, you'll have that mental health support that you need, because that's oftentimes not the reality for folks.
No, definitely. And I think that's really important to say as well, so that the expectations are at the right level, let's say. Like you explained very well, there is a procedure, there are a number of steps, but at every step there could be variations depending on a number of factors. And I just want to say, if there's anyone listening to this who is seeking mental health, is like not to try, at least not to stop at every barrier to entry, because it's very easy to, yeah, every time there's an obstacle coming up, to say, well, actually I'll be fine, or I don't deserve it, or it's not that big of a deal. But it's at least great to be able to speak to someone who kind of knows the process and can explain that to you. That's a first step, and a lot of great things will come of it. So free resources on the website and the blog, and links to care professionals, etc. There's the warm line, and then the support groups. Yeah? You want to tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah, I would love to. I want to go back actually to what you had mentioned about the seeking of resources and barriers. And one of the things that I think we should probably work into every conversation, and I am going to even try to do it more than I already do, which is to talk about how, if you're facing barriers, one of the things that can happen is someone can feel like they're just not persistent enough, or they're just not using the right words, or maybe they're feeling like there are language barriers, and they're just, their German isn't quite good enough. And the reality is, most people who try to access mental health support within Germany face one barrier or another. Yes. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. And for some people, they might really, really need an advocate by their side. So to our ability, we like to be that advocate for folks. Another organization that does a lot of that sort of holding hands and walking the path together in terms of finding mental health support is Schatten und Licht. So giving them a little bit of having them on one's radar is beneficial. Or it might be a partner, or it might be a doula or a midwife that can be that advocate, because making calls, reaching out, and continuing to be persistent despite the fact that maybe you're facing some barriers is really hard, and it's much, much harder if someone is dealing with postpartum depression, anxiety, or another mood or anxiety disorder. And so persistence is key, not getting kind of caught when barriers crop up, but if needed, making sure someone else is able to support you as you're doing that is I think really key.
Thanks for catching that and saying that it's definitely not the people's fault, and that everyone is going through those barriers, definitely. And great tip mentioning that even within the process of getting help, you should maybe get support in getting help. So no, but it's true, and it's what I do on a daily basis. I support families getting help. So I totally understand. Thanks for that point. Yeah.
Yeah, but so jumping into our support groups, you had mentioned that is like the third pillar of what Afloat does, and it's a big part of what we do. So we started off, our support groups were kind of the central aspect of Afloat's work and continue to be. We have at this point in time 7 different groups, 6 of which are virtual, meaning anyone can join from anywhere within Germany, and we have 1 group that's in person here in Heidelberg. It's actually happening tonight. Mm-hmm. And with those 6 online groups, we have a mixture. So we have about half that are drop-in groups, and anyone can join sort of depending on schedule or interest or availability. And then we have, the other half, so 3 groups that are closed groups, meaning that, over this course of a number of weeks, it's the same group of people every week that come together. All of our groups are intended to be safe spaces where people can really share what they're experiencing. These are peer support groups, so no one in the group is an expert. There are facilitators for the groups, but the facilitator is not a mental health professional, but is really there to maintain the safety of the group, make sure that the space continues to be a respectful space in which people can show up just as they are. And within all of our groups, that is the case. So people come together, there's a diversity of experiences, but the common experiences are the fact that everyone in the group is an international person living in Germany and is pregnant through parenting. So those common experiences are extremely valuable, and people are able to share what they're going through. And for some people, that means that they're actively dealing with a mental health issue. And for others, it's simply maybe that they have not that they're feeling somewhat isolated, so they don't have a lot of social connections and really are craving a space where they can connect with others. It's a place where we are very clear about the fact that it's okay to talk about sort of the spectrum of experiences. Oftentimes around motherhood specifically, there's a very narrow prescribed set of feelings that we're expected to feel. And the reality is, I think very few people stay within that very narrow spectrum. And so as opposed to maybe where one's on the playground and you're making small talk with other parents and maybe you stay at surface level experiences, our support groups are places where you can go deeper, really talk about what's going on. And oftentimes for people, there's a lot of value in hearing from others that they're feeling things or experiencing situations that one thought, oh, I was alone with that. And the feeling of not being alone is so powerful and makes a big difference.
Yeah, no, I totally hear that. I mean, I think in any type of support group, that's one of the most valuable things is to feel connected and not feel alone in what it might not be exactly the same thing, but it might be, I hear you, I validate what you're saying because I kind of, experience something as whatever, as difficult, as traumatic, or as weird, sometimes it's weird. It's like weird thoughts that you have. So, yeah. So that's really, really, really valuable, I think. So the groups you said are for international mothers, like where are they from mainly? What's the spectrum there?
Yeah. Well, that's those are both terms that we've spent a lot of time thinking about, both the international piece and the mother piece. So we really intentionally use the word international because the reality is that people join Afloat groups and access Afloat from many, many different backgrounds. So like I said, the commonality is that they are an international person, so a non-German person living in Germany. And what that looks like is it may look like someone who's been in Germany for a very, very long time, It could be someone who's very, very new to Germany. We have people from essentially every continent who've joined Afloat groups. So a lot of diversity in who joins our groups. While the common language of many of our groups is English, we also have a Spanish group. But the common language may be English or Spanish. That may not be the most comfortable language for the people joining our group. It's more comfortable than German for many people, but the language that they speak at home or that they spoke growing up may be different. We have people who join our groups who are recent immigrants to Germany, and we have people who are living all over the country. So there's quite a bit of diversity in our groups, and that's what we mean when we say international. So the common feature is not being German, but being here in Germany. And we focused on mothers because a lot of the things that people experience when they become parents, there's some additional pressures, there's additional expectations that mothers carry that people who don't identify or are perceived as mothers, they may not experience the same thing. So we identify, we sort of use the word mothers, but we define it very broadly. So anyone who self-identifies as a mother is able to join or feels that the work that they're doing is mothering. And it plays a big role in our discussions. So a lot of times people feel some pressure and feel a lot of social expectations. And that's a new thing when they become mothers. So for example, the expectation that they stay home with their child or, you know, mothering looks like a certain very narrowly prescribed set of decisions and behaviors, and that may not fit for a lot of people. So again, that word mothers is a pretty broad definition, but it plays a pretty central role in what types of things we discuss and focus on in our groups.
Okay. Really interesting and pretty awesome that you really thought about these two terms and the way you describe it and why you're using them. So really cool. Where do you see Afloat growing in the future? Like, what would you like to see happening with the organization?
Yeah. We have grown a lot. So one of the things we started as an organization or really an initiative that offered groups in English and Spanish. And our group, we offered one group, English, one group Spanish. Mm-hmm. We've really grown a lot since then. And we grow based on the needs of our community. So there's no one person who's single-handedly charting the course for Afloat. what we're doing is maintaining really close communication with the people who make up our community and hearing from them where are the needs, what type of support is needed, and how can we fill some of the gaps in the systems of support here in Germany. So in that way, we've expanded. Like I mentioned, we have seven groups. Some of those groups came directly from our community. For example, we have a group called Black Moms Connect. And that group was born out of the needs expressed by community members who said, you know, there's a lot that I have in common with members of other groups, but I also want a place where I can talk about the unique experience of being a Black mom in Germany. And so that's an example of the type of growth that we would like to see continue. And in that sense, we really, really want to continue to hear from international families in Germany. What are the needs at that intersection between the reality or the experience of being an international person and mental health needs or just general needs around support. So we want to hear from the community, and to the best of our ability, we want to be responsive. That, of course, is somewhat limited. and it's only limited by our ability to have folks on board. So we are always looking for volunteers. We are an entirely volunteer-run organization. And volunteers can play a number of different roles, but most specifically, because this is where we have the most need for growth, because it's what the community lets us know, is we would really like to continue to grow in the offerings, the groups that we are able to offer. So people reach out and they say, you know, this is something we hear all the time. I'd really like a group for partners, so mm-hmm. non-birth parents. I'd really like a group for recent refugees or immigrants. I'd really like a group for parents of slightly older children, so sort of maybe school-age children. We would love to fill those needs. They are absolute needs that our community has. And as soon as we can get folks to volunteer to help lead a support group, we would be able to offer those groups and others. So that's one direction that we'd like to grow in. Another direction that I would really like to see us grow in is our ability to continue to help people navigate the mental health system. So for us, we're at the very beginning of developing a database to all the mental health providers and resources across the country. We currently use resources from Schatten und Licht. So that organization has long had resources at one's fingertips regarding maternal mental health throughout all of Germany. We'd like to continue to work and have our finger on the pulse of those mental health clinicians and resources across the country. But it's a slow process because we are a handful of people and, you know, Germany is a big country. So that, as well as additional resources to help people know exactly kind of what are the steps, who can one reach out to, and what can one expect when one does reach out and ask for help. We'd love to continue to kind of develop resources and capacity around connecting people to the help that they need should they be experiencing a mental health issue.
Really interesting. So that's a direct call out to the people listening to this episode. So first is, if you have any needs or wishes that you'd like to see a float cover in the intersectionality of international parenting or international motherhood and mental health, then reach out to them. Joanna's listening. And secondly, if anyone feels up to the task of facilitating a group or even helping maybe afloat in any other way with, there are loads of tasks. I mean, you know, social media, there's loads of things that could be help with, I guess, is to say reach out to afloat as well and offer help, either facilitating a group or offer help with any competences and skills that you may have. That's really good. I will put in the show notes the link to Schatten und Licht, which you've mentioned a couple of times now, which is, like you said, a longstanding mental health organization for around perinatal mental health. That's really, really interesting. And I think that's all for me today. I don't know exactly when we'll publish this interview. It may be that as we're recording this, it's not open yet, but we are preparing a cooperation between afloat and myself, which I'm really, really excited about. So hopefully the folks will be able to see it, and if not, just look out for it. But it's something I'm really really excited about, like I said.
Yeah, we're excited too.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Joanna, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time today. I learned a lot, even though I know a lot, I knew a lot from afloat already. But there's always something new, and the nuances of mental health and the world of mental health are very important. So thank you so much for your time today. And anyone who needs their support, reach out to them. Afloat is really amazing. Thanks, Joanna.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
For more information about my services and courses, go to babyinberlin.com. Sound and music by David Nichols. Thank you all for listening. See you on the next episode.